expectation for Thomas, Thomas, Krigish, Krigish, February 1239. Addresses a letter to Charlene, Charlene, Dengler, D as in David, Englernp, 773-6600. Dear Charlene, consultation, Mr. Krigish. Evaluation for chronic kidney disease. Just to see Mrs. Geitman, Geitman. Apparently, they were monitoring kidney function over time. He denies changes of weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic frequency in nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, no ulcers, denies claudication symptoms, denies chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND, denies skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. Next paragraph. His past medical history for coronary artery disease, three vessel bypass back in 2018, abnormal stress test, did not have a heart attack, present disease, Toto Kreposman, Krepostman. There has been a drop of ejection fraction, 25%, new medications, including Entresto Farxiga, up to 40%. History of abdominal aortic aneurysm, endovascular repair graft, enlargement of the prostate, hard of hearing. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. He has chronic urinary incontinence. PSA has not been elevated. An episode of ileus or partial small bowel with mental status changes. This is at the time of back surgery, 2019. He blames to the Ativan Xanax. Remote history of gout, but no stones. Denies liver disease. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke seizures. Next paragraph, surgeries. The three vessel bypass. Abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, back surgery, appendix, bilateral lens implant, colonoscopy, benign process. Next paragraph, side effects, Ativan Xanax. Next paragraph, discontinued smoking back in 1972. He drinks daily wine, two glasses, as well as scotch every day. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Entresto and Farxiga, which are new 4 months ago, Crestor, Metoprolol, Thyroid, Allopurinol, Magnesium, Aspirin, some supplements, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 223, blood pressure 140 over 70 on the right, 150/62 on the left. No gross respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, normal eye movements. Normal speech. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes. Has a loud aortic systolic murmur, radiates to the neck arteries. Is my understanding they are talking about potential mechanical aortic valve, no pericardial wrap, no gross ascites. There is overweight of the abdomen, no pleural effusion, does have decreased peripheral pulses, minor edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From November. Creatinine 1.48, representing a GFR 46 stage 3. Normal sodium, upper potassium at 5, normal acid base. Normal albumin calcium. Liver function test not elevated. I don't see sample of urine. Or recent cell count. Through the years, creatinine 21, 22, stable around 0.9 to 1, beginning in August 2023. Kidney change, 1.7, 1.4. Previously mild anemia, 13.5. Kidney ultrasound, back in 2022, CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast, the presence of abdominal biliac aortic endograft stent, at that time there was no renal artery stenosis, I do not have available the echocardiogram from cardiology, prior one. Last available is November 2024, where the ejection fraction was normal at 60%, minor degree of hypertrophy and dilated atria. Aortic valve was calcified and stenosed. Mitral valve calcified and regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation. Right ventricle was considered normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease changed within the last 2 years. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has developed new low ejection fraction. A person who has documented and procedures for coronary artery disease. We will obtain records from Dr. Kreposman. Place on Entresto and Farxiga, no evidence of urinary tract infection, no evidence of kidney obstruction. Given his history of extensive vascular disease, we are going to do a Doppler to rule out renal artery stenosis. Blood test will be updated. I believe there is a strong component of cardiorenal syndrome. We'll update urine for presence of blood protein or inflammatory process. We will make sure that there is no evidence of plasma cell disorder. We will update PTH for secondary hypoparathyroidism. I did not change any of his present medications. Continue to follow.